Let me tell you about our newest partner, Mint Mobile. With Mint Mobile, you can drop your expensive cell phone plan without having to sacrifice coverage, speed, or data. They're able to provide such an amazing offer by cutting up the middleman and selling to you directly online. Plans start for as little as $15 a month. $15 a month, guys, that is so unbelievably cheap. And making the switch is incredibly easy. Keep your current phone and phone number and activate your plan in minutes. Remember to support those who help us. Just go to trymintmobile.com/those guys to get started. That's trymintmobile.com/those guys.
Those guys.
Okay, I think that somebody is breaking into my house and putting pubic hair into my bar of soap. True crime? Is that true crime?
Why would anyone do that?
I don't get it.
You hate.
I'm looking at these hairs and I'm like, I don't know these hairs. True crime. That's definitely true crime.
That is not true crime.
Whatever, you don't know what true crime is.
Those guys.
That's a good, dude, we gotta draw something up.
What?
It's, we gotta just like.
The do-it-yourself glory hole kit.
That would be a really funny social media post.
That would be.
Yeah. Just like a piece of wood with the two armholes and the one hole in the middle. The Lonely Glory Hole Club. That's really funny, man.
That's a funny visual gag.
That's good shit.
Ah, good times.
All right.
Red Circle.
And we are back with Tyler and I. Just had a nice chuckle about like the logistics of a do-it-yourself glory hole kit. If anybody wants to put their architecture skills to work, now would be the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tyler, please explain to our beloved audience, our group of Haitian Army, what hear ye signifies.
Well, hear ye is a segment that we came up with on Those Guys You Hate to make new laws, new rules for all of you out there. And listen, we don't like telling you what to do. As a matter of fact, we don't believe that others should tell you what to do. However, there does come a time when mama and daddy need to step in and put our foot down and tell you, listen, this is what you got to do because it's going to make your life better.
This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, but I digress. Hear ye. You ready?
Let's do it.
I need you here.
Yeah. Hear ye!
That might have been your best one ever. That one was strong.
Thank you.
All right. Now, this one's tough. This one is tough because normally when we do hear ye, we're discussing somebody that isn't around. We're making decisions for society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, this is for the greater good.
Right.
Yep.
This one in particular is tough because the people that I'm talking to, in the general sense, are here in the room with me. Okay?
I just hear ye to myself.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm. Not unlike the do-it-yourself glory hole. You just fucked yourself, Tyler.
Mm.
Tyler is changing, as we have just discussed on the show, his life for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. That's great. I mean, while it can be unfulfilling at moments in time, you doing better for yourself is obviously a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately...
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you now? Unfortunately...
I do.
It has changed my life mildly. In a very mild sense. But I don't like change at all. I don't like it mild. I don't like it hot. I don't like it medium. Yeah. I don't like change at all. But here's the thing. So you're waking up in the morning at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
You have the audacity to walk around?
Uh-huh.
I hear that shit, Tyler. I'm normally awake, but I just don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You're loading and unloading the dishwasher?
Uh-huh. You would prefer to take care of the dishwasher?
It's just different. I'm not saying better or worse, but yeah, I don't like it and I don't want it to happen anymore.
I absolutely hate doing anything with the dishwasher.
Tyler.
So you're more than welcome to have that.
Tyler, this is not about you right now. Well, okay?
It's literally about me.
Well, it's about me talking at you. This is not about your, I don't want your two cents.
No rebuttals. Got it.
At some point in time, you thought that it was okay to start putting food in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually where food goes.
Which is like next level.
I needed the bigger shelf because I had so much more food now.
I don't care about any of that. Just anything at all.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like it. So I hate to do this, but it's Tyler. It's back to drugs, my boy. We're going back because I just don't like change. And it's great to see you feeling better or whatever.
Yeah.
But like all good people who care about you and loved ones, I think this rings eternal. What about me? So Tyler, back to drugs, back to the life that we all knew and we were all more comfortable in. You said it yourself earlier. Hear ye.
Hear ye.
That was half-assed.
Yeah, it was. Of course it was.
It was like a semicolon.
I'm kind of horrified by this hear ye, and yet at the same time, there is a part of me kind of excited.
Okay, well, I gave it my best shot. I don't know what else you want from me. Hear ye, got my ass.
This health thing really ain't working for me.
What do you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say no more cooking on the stovetop because I make the house smoky.
You do make the house smoky. Can you shut my door when you do that?
Dude, the moment I finished cooking last night, I saw your door open. I was like, shit.
I've been trying to shut it, but all of my clothes smell like bacon for some reason.
And I've never once cooked with bacon. That's weird.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's bison or whatever.
A shitload of garlic, I'll tell you that much.
That is it. Great job, Tyler.
Thank you.
My deepest condolences to your growth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was fun while it lasted for these last 3 weeks.
All right. Let's see what else we've got here. You want to go ahead and do Go Fuck Yourself, Tyler?
Let's do it.
Go Fuck Yourself. I know we just did a branded segment, and I tried to throw something in between those two. What do we have? We have one more segment left? Okay, we'll do Go Fuck Yourself, and then we'll come back with GBI, and then we will be good to go.
Cool.
All right, Tyler, do you remember how Go Fuck Yourself works?
Yeah, you played it for us before we started. I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Okay, and
vaguely remember how it works, excuse me.
And again, like this is kind of like douche of the week, where we try to be positive here. We're trying to track in terms of like appreciating people and all that stuff, but every now and then, people need to be told like, dude, you're not better than us. Mm-hmm. You need to be taken down a peg or two, and we're going to be the ones doing the pegging. Let's go ahead and do what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just enjoying your terminology.
Can guys peg?
Of course. And just with our wieners.
Would that be pegging or is that just... Oh, never mind.
Like maybe if they just put a strap-on on. I mean, guys can wear strap-ons if they want.
Now, that was going to be my question. Yeah. Is that true? What do you do with your dick?
You just got to push it down. You know, it's like getting an erection in class. You got to move it either up or down.
I always went belt side. I always went northern equator.
Yeah.
Rested in my belly button.
Yeah. Good All for right. you, buddy.
Here we go.
Good for you.
Here we go. Man, I haven't done Go Fuck Yourself in a long time. I hope this still works. Here we go. Fraternal Order of Police stickers, Tyler. Fraternal Order of Police stickers.
All right.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, is that saying you respect the cops, you're on the side of the cops, or is that an actual group?
Well, it is an actual group, but I don't think you need to be in it to get the sticker.
Gotcha.
What the hell is that? What is that? Does that mean don't give me a speeding ticket? Mm-hmm. Does that mean don't beat my head in with a billy club? What is the deal with the Fraternal Order of Police stickers, Tyler?
Maybe it means that you're trying to show them that, hey, I support you guys. And trying to get out of a ticket.
No, we're not doing that anymore. If you're going to beat my head in with a billy club, I want that to be true for everybody. Hey, people with the Fraternal Order of Police stickers, you think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than
you
me?
You think you're better than
you
me?
You think you're better than me? Hey, go fuck yourself. Do you agree with me on that one?
I don't really know that much about it, so it's hard for me to have a strong stance. The thing that stuck out to me the most is that you call it a billy club. I don't think they've used a billy club since the Sherlock Holmes days. when they had to use a whistle. Their billy club.
It's called a rape deterrent. And what about those helmets that they wore, the big boner helmets? Ah, that was a better time. Those police stickers make me feel like we're dealing with a mafia, which, by the way, we might be. All right.
Whoa, strong take.
Let's get into the other ones. I'm scared.
Whoa.
Guy with rubber bands in his beard. What are you doing here, buddy? What's going on with you?
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
You've never seen somebody with a long beard and then they put like different rubber bands in it to like give it like a pie. You, look, I know that you think that you're looking like Jason Momoa in Game of Thrones, but you actually look like Robin Williams in Aladdin. You're unfamiliar with this as a take, Tyler?
They're blue? What are you talking about?
You've never seen somebody with...
I've seen it braided before, but not rubber bands. It's like a do-it-yourself kind of braiding?
It gives it like this geometric progression. It's terrible. Why not just put beads in there so that people are positive from across the room that they don't want to talk to you? Guy with rubber bands in his beard. You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me because you're growing that big old fucking beard? Hey! Go fuck yourself. So you're unfamiliar.
I wish I felt more strongly about these things. I can't give it the real oomph that it needs.
I felt real uncomfortable there because you didn't find purchase with it, but it's okay.
I'm doing my best.
It's out there. It's out there. I promise you that it's out there.
Maybe I'll hate who you want me to hate. I can do better.
Thank you. That's it. Now we just got to go find one of these motherfuckers. All right. Last one. Here we go. Comedy comes in threes, and so do I.
All right.
Soup. Are you a meal? Are you a drink?
This one I can't get behind.
Oh, you're a soup guy?
I love soup.
You love soup?
Soup is delicious.
So what is soup? It's not even a fucking meal. It doesn't do anything for me. It's barely an aperitif.
It's a gray area. It's right between drink and food.
It's terrible. I had some miso soup the other day. It was great, but it's a hot beverage. It does nothing for me. Soup is not a real food item. It's like cereal without the cereal.
Okay, you're rusty. I get it. You're a little rusty. I totally understand.
Because you're not backing me up, Tyler.
I'm still doing the segment with you. I'll even tell Soup to go fuck itself, but I don't mean it. I love you, Soup. I love you.
You are a piece of shit, Tyler. And you do this to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. You've ruined this whole thing.
I'm playing both sides.
Soup, you think you're better than me?
You think you're better than
me? I don't even want to do this anymore.
You think you're better than me?
Hey!
Go fuck
drink yourself or whatever.
I love you.
And this is terrible. This is totally blown up in my face.
Miso soup, vegetable soup, chicken noodle soup. Get out of here. That is delicious.
Chicken noodle soup is the chocolate chip cookie of the soup world.
The best you're talking
terrible.
About.
Oh, chocolate chip cookies are pathetic.
The best.
I like a good bisque. I like something with some viscosity to it.
What's your favorite cookie?
I love a peanut butter cookie. Ah, yeah. I love a white chocolate macadamia cookie.
Those are pretty good.
That's great, right? Yeah. I love a macadamia nut. Yeah. And that is an unsuccessful version. I just picked out all the stuff that Tyler loves.
I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, gay sex, go fuck yourself.
With the beard thing. With the beard. I don't know.
You've
the
never
beard
seen
thing.
Somebody. Oh, Tyler.
Not all with right. rubber bands.
I get it.
With rubber bands.
All right, I'm going to do a little wacky observational humor, and then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back with GBI. All if right. that's not enough time, I have a welcome to Miami. I know you're going to find purchase with this, and maybe it'll make you want to tell me to go fuck myself. Mm-hmm. There should be settings on Google Maps. Do you use Google Maps or are you a Waze guy?
I'm a Waze guy.
What made you go to Waze?
It's what everybody was using at the time, and I downloaded it, and when everybody told me that you could see where the different police officers are and all that stuff, it was back during the day when I was a little bit more of a reckless driver.
Glad
and
you said that.
I'm just not anymore, so.
Okay. No, you're not. You are a safe driver and when I drive with you, it's like, you think you're better than me. Also, we need to get there a little bit faster. There needs to be a setting on Google Maps. You should either have, especially down here in Miami, regular driver or asshole mode. There should be an asshole mode because they are expecting me to drive like a normal person and I won't and I shan't. And so they're making me leave at a time that I don't need to leave because I can shave like 10 minutes off in crunch time. Let me wait. I don't want to be held to your standards. I'm sensing that you are not jibing with this.
This is the same thing you did last week. It's just another version of you're addicted to being late. We get it. You're late.
It's not that. It's that not everybody drives the speed limit.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So leave earlier.
No.
Well, you've checkmated me.
How about that?
I don't have a rebuttal.
I just feel like Especially down here, we've talked about it a bunch. I've done so much highway driving recently that I have really had some boots on the ground journalism when it comes to Miami driving, and it's abominable, man. Mm-hmm. It is so bad, and the way that people cut in and cut you off, I have recognized that people don't even get mad about it anymore. It's just part of driving down here. Nobody even like, there is no road rage about it. It's just part of the commute.
That is correct. Yeah.
What's up with that?
It's just what people have normalized. It's like when we went to, I remember the first trip that we took as a family, at least as me as an adult, we went to the Dominican Republic.
And you thought you were an adult at that time, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, I wasn't a little child.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for that condescending statement. I meant it for both.
I'm 6 years older than you. I was still a kid at that time.
We went to the Dominican Republic, and I remember us getting in the van, and the guy drove us, and the way people were driving, they're bobbing and weaving in and out, and I was terrified. It was just a normal day for them. And it's just what we've normalized down here.
Or like in the Philippines where they're on that, or maybe it's India. I'm not sure of the actual geographic location, but everybody's got a moped and they've got five of their family members on there and everybody has six boxes for some reason. That shit's incredible.
Constantly on the move.
On the move. Mm-hmm. Just like this show, we're taking a break. And when we get back, we're going to jam it in ya and then get out of here. I know everyone says this, but I am genuinely excited to tell you about our newest sponsor, Keen. What is Keen, you ask? I cannot wait to tell you. Keen is the leading provider of online psychic readings. With more than 35 million successful sessions under their belt, Keen is one of the most trusted providers in the space. I'm talking about tarot readings. I'm talking about love life readings. I'm talking about astrology readings. And yes, I'm talking about chakra cleansings and many more areas of expertise. Go to trykeen.com/those guys and get your first 5 minutes of any reading for only $1. What? The world is made up of things we don't understand, of things we can't see or touch. So expand your horizons while supporting those guys you hate.
Those guys.
Welcome to the show that's addicted to brake fluid, but can stop whenever it wants.
You hate.
To my left, Tyler Russian Nesting Doll Menendez. Tyler, how you been being?
Is that a joke about how much thinner I'm getting through over the months?
No, it's actually about how you're full of yourself.
Those guys you hate.
And we are back, baby. Tyler.
Yes.
How was your time away?
I didn't really go anywhere, Ryan. It was fleeting, but acceptable.
Ain't that how life is?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, the days are long, but the years are short.
Are the days long? I feel like my days fly by. All right, Tyler, you do a segment whenever you feel like it. It's GBI. It's you find a good story, you find a bad story, you find an interesting story, you put it over Western music for some reason.
I do. Yeah. I do, because it used to be good, bad, and the ugly, but then the ugly stories were just too dark for us.
It really sucked our soul out.
Really depressed us. Yeah. And I had to keep scrolling through all that terrible news. And it just, I guess I still do that to it.
It's a better time.
To a certain extent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, GBI.
That's the music I was talking about right there, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yes, GBI.
Hell yeah.
Let's dive right in. We are going to jump into our good, because that's the one we always start with. Ryan, for this week's good, this is not a one, not a twofer, but a threefer.
I love a three-for-one, Tyler.
Oh, yeah. I cannot believe I'm saying this, but the government has helped the American people out in three fairly significant ways, buddy.
I'll be the judge of that. I'm very suspicious, Tyler.
I know, I was too. I had to reread these stories multiple times.
I'm very suspicious.
First and foremost, the Department of Transportation has put new rules on all airlines that they must refund passengers for canceled or delayed flights.
For delayed flights.
So, if a flight domestically is delayed 3 or more hours, a customer can request a refund and get all their money back. And for an international flight, it is 6 or more hours.
Okay, now that makes more sense. So you have to choose. You either wait for this time or we give you your money back. It's not both.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You either, and you can continue to wait even longer if the flight's that important to you. But if 3 hours have passed on a domestic flight, you can walk up to them and go, I want my money back.
Now, why do these laws need to be enacted? It's because
corporations are evil.
And they've just been completely taking advantage of us without caring at all.
Of course.
Now, what about somebody who says, hey, so much of this is like everywhere else. The airplane companies just can't get enough people to work. So that's what's causing all these shortages. What's your take on that?
I've got a perfect solution. Pay people more, billionaires.
That's not, Tyler, you sound crazy. You sound crazy. Okay, so we're supposed to just accommodate everybody for the work that they do with money? You sound like a fool.
This is communist China.
Didn't realize I was born under the hammer and sickle.
Also, in another rare win for the labor class, the FTC is banning almost all non-compete agreements.
Okay, so if you're working in a job, they can say, all right, if you leave this job, you can no longer work in this industry for a year or 2 years or whatever the
deal
is.
If you want this job that pays you X amount of dollars, you must sign on the dotted line that says that if you leave for any reason and without unions, the corporation that can fuck you over at any time, if you leave, if you quit, then you are not allowed to work in this field, the field that you are trained in, for X amount of time, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years.
Now, that is great for somebody who's not a CEO of a company, but why is that so bad? Forgive me, because I'm a layman.
Because if you've gone to school, if you're trained in this specific field, and then you go work for this company, and they go, oh, by the way, those benefits that we promised you, we're taking those away. And then you go, fine, fuck you, I'm leaving. Guess what? This one field that you were experienced at, you are no longer allowed to work there for years on end sometimes.
Okay, so in other words, they're taking away some of the leverage that these companies have to put pressure on the
upper class.
Joe Public of, hey, we got you by the balls here.
That's exactly right. It's more power in the hands of labor.
Now, who is the one who is enacting all of this? Why is this just happening now? Like, this is a good, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's the
Biden? Is that my boy Biden?
It is Biden. Biden and his government. He's pushing things. Pete Buttigieg, which we talked about him a few weeks ago because of that ship that crashed into the bridge.
Yep.
He is the head of the Department of Transportation.
That's a cool name, man.
It is a cool name.
I really like that.
He pushed for this new airline rule. Biden, he pushed the FTC to go after these non-compete clauses. And for our third story, which Biden also pushed the FCC. The FCC has voted to reinstate net neutrality rules, which was rescinded 9 years ago under Donald Trump.
Tell me, I know the buzzwords net neutrality. Please explain to me, because I'm not fully familiar.
It's basically regulation for the people who run our internet. AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, all these people. There is now regulation coming back in and going, no, you have to abide by these rules.
Like, in other words, to not enact a monopoly on it? Is that what it is?
A monopoly, also making sure that, because they get, what are they called when the government gives these corporations money to use for the public? I can't remember the word.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I had it on the tip of my medulla oblongata and then it was gone.
I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, but just giving them money to make their friends rich and the rich.
Well,
rich.
No. Well, say, hey, we're going to give you, like what happened with, I believe it was either AT&T or Comcast years ago, where the government said, hey, we're going to give you X amount of money, billions of dollars, and you need to use this to lay down new fiber optics, new material to make internet faster, because the growing demand for internet speed
kind of a big deal right
is
now.
Spiking, and it's going to continuously go up. Mm-hmm. It's always going to grow.
Yes.
Unless we collapse, you know, which would be bad.
Yeah, I mean, impossible. And in our need and our world being based on the internet is only going in one direction.
Only in one direction. And so they gave them all this money, and then come to find out they used it to give bonuses to all the fucking higher-ups.
Just as it was supposed to be.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So now, with this new rule, they can come in and say, no, 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 no. The internet needs to be run within these parameters, which makes it fair for the public. So these are three huge wins in a row.
That's great.
So on and so forth. It's been awesome.
It feels like the victories for the small, you know, John Q. Public, which I've now said twice for some reason, are few and far between. It feels like corporate overlords are becoming just that. And this is nice to hear that we're headed in the right direction in any way.
Definitely. A win is a win is a win. Like, I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
And something needs to be done about the airlines. Like, it's really out of control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is literally a monopoly. There are, I think, 5, maybe 6 corporations that run all airlines in the U.S. Like, that's it. You have the choice between 5. So these guys can get together and just decide what the prices are going to be.
They're in cahoots.
Of course they are.
A couple of cahooters cutting it up.
They're such cahooters.
Yeah.
Now for our bad.
Thank you, Biden. So can Trump come in here and just undo everything?
Yes.
Cool.
He could.
Diabetes.
Oh, my boy.
And that's the thing, is that the FCC, they were waiting to reinstate net neutrality because it was 3 Republicans who are opposed and 2 Democrats. And then just like a few months ago, a new board was selected and those numbers got reversed. And now with the 3 Democrats being in, they now made the vote to support us.
Just crazy, man. I don't understand the whole system. Yeah. But that's a different show.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yep.
So for our bad, we are going to Haiti, Ryan. What do you know about Haiti?
Other side of Dominican Republic.
It is.
A lot of French history.
Sure.
Overrun by gangs.
Correct.
Yeah.
That third part is kind of what we're going to focus on here.
I assume so.
Yes. Well, in the capital of Haiti, which is Port-au-Prince, I believe I'm saying that correctly.
I think you have it right.
Yes, in the capital, it is... I don't know if devastation is the correct word. It is Haiti itself. Haiti as a country has always been in a bad spot, whether it be from gangs or even from natural disasters. They get so fucked by natural disasters.
Being in that warm water is a dangerous thing. You get to live in the Caribbean climate, but it also stirs up. I mean, everywhere has its own natural disasters, but it seems to be worse there.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, is they don't have any land to slow these hurricanes down before they get hit. And they're such a poor country, their infrastructure is not good.
Non-existent.
Not good.
Now, does this happen to Dominican as well?
No, the Dominican is thriving right now.
Why? Why? If they're sharing the same small little land, how do they not get hit by hurricanes the same way?
No. They do obviously get hit by the same hurricanes. Their infrastructure, their wealth is, because Dominican has such a booming tourism industry, where Haiti does not.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So Dominican has a lot of money comparatively, and so their infrastructure is much stronger. But in Haiti right now, the country is on the verge of total and complete collapse. Gangs have overtaken the capital, and the medical system, almost all hospitals, have stopped running. There are only a few left in the city, and one of them is on the last legs of medication, of medicine, of even doctors. Doctors are being attacked on the way to work.
Ooh. And why is that? Why are they attacking doctors? Just because if you control the health system, then you control the...
You control everything. Wow. Gangs have overtaken the capital, and now it has become a gang war in the capital itself to see who will take control of the country. And they're starting, obviously, in the capital. And the people, obviously, are suffering because of it.
Could you imagine, and obviously, this is not exactly what's happening, but just to put it in our own terms, could you imagine calling 911 and nobody's on the other side? Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine being in severe danger or an emergency situation and knowing that nobody is coming to help you, even when you're not in that situation? That's got to really weigh on you very heavily.
And that is what these people are currently dealing with, where there is a story of a 16-year-old kid who went into convulsions on his way to the hospital and had to lie down outside in the parking lot because there was no room in the hospital. Doctors had to run out and work on him on the pavement.
I'm so sorry to hear this. That's so terrible. And it's, you know, so much of this is, we're so lucky that we got born into one of the best situations that we possibly could. It seems like just such the luck of the draw.
Of course.
And where these people are suffering in a way that hopefully I'll never know, that you'll never know. And it's really, really, that's a terrible, terrible bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So
how do you think this all plays out?
I mean, one of the gangs is going to win eventually.
Nobody steps in. Nobody world polices it.
It's the problem is you run into that problem where if you are a foreign nation stepping in and sending in troops, now you have the entire world looking at you going, well, you think you could just send your troops in anywhere?
But can't we all agree? And I totally understand what you're saying. And I'm sure that's why nothing has happened. This is a bad situation. People are dying here.
It's a truly terrible situation. Yeah. But there is that argument between you got to let countries figure out their own problems for themselves, because if you just start sending in troops, and I'm with you, I wish somebody would step in and be like, hey, we got to do something.
Not us, though. Somebody else.
Well, somebody.
We've got enough problems.
But the thing is they've already taken control of the international airport. You can't fly in or out without the gang sitting there waiting for you. Where do you even land for this sort of mission?
There's something about this that like makes me angry. Like, yeah. That's just terrible, and it's so unfortunate. And the problem is, like what you're saying is, okay, you step in, you take care of this. Now what's next? You go over to some of these Middle East countries who don't treat women or people the way that they're supposed to. Now do you go in there and take care of that because they don't have the same,
principles
and perspective as you? It really puts us in a tough position.
Yeah, that was the conversation that was going on the entire time when America invaded Iraq. And it was like, well, he's killing his own people, which is something you heard all the time. And it's like, well, yeah, but so are the North Koreans, and so are the Iranians.
But what's the North Koreans' oil situation?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Haiti, I don't think, has any oil, so, you know.
That's on you, Haiti.
Yeah, the health system, as I said, was fragile, but it is nearing a total collapse because multiple gangs, launched a coordinated attack on February 29th. They all got together and decided we're going to attack the city all at once. So
on Leap Day, nonetheless.
I know.
That's ugly.
I believe the word for the Haitian people is hopelessness. I would imagine the feeling there is hopelessness.
I'm not even going to do a Haitian army joke here. That's terrible. My heart goes out to everybody who's being affected by this. Yeah. That's awful. You're born into a tough situation, and I'm sure there's plenty of joy and plenty of love and family over there, but it's, you know, if you're in a situation where you don't know where your next drink of water is coming from, that's a hard situation.
Oh, yeah.
And then for it to become compounded, it hurts my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on to our interesting.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
And I think this one is actually kind of interesting.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. We're going to Belgium for this one. A Belgian man has been cleared of a drunk driving charge after he was examined by three independent doctors that found that his body produces its own alcohol.
Okay, I feel like I've heard, not about this particular case, but I've heard something about that.
Oh yeah, it's called auto brewery syndrome.
Okay.
And the irony of it, of this one in particular, is he works at a brewery. He has, his career is at a brewery. I believe he was driving home from work. He was pulled over because he was driving a little drunkish, and he got the charge overturned because he was examined and it was found. And you cannot be born with this. It is something that you eventually grow into.
Like how I got my sickle cell anemia. My question to you is this. How do you get it? Like, how do you grow into it?
It starts with an intestinal problem, and then your body can develop it over time.
And is it like yeast? Is it like Beauty and the Yeast? Are you? Is it a beer thing, or is it just? Yeah, I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Sure.
All it says is it's an extremely rare condition where the body produces its own alcohol. As to how it works, I have no idea.
I mean, this guy can now drink and drive whenever he wants to.
I guess so. Sure.
I mean, this guy's like a superhero.
Kind of.
Swervy.
That's a terrible superhero name.
Yeah, and he never shows up when he's supposed to.
Stormy was coming, but then he hit that wall.
Yeah,
so,
it's a real issue. So what happens to this? Man, that's really incredible. So your body is a brewery.
Exactly, that's right. And it says that people with this condition feel the effects of alcohol far less than the average person because their body is so accustomed to it.
Wow. And what are the chances that he would work at a brewery?
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I know coming home from the bar, I'm always worried about getting pulled over because I just smell like tequila.
Sure. Well, it's because you've been drinking it all night.
A bunch of it. A whole bunch of it, Tyler.
And that was one swervy GBI.
I wonder what that light in the sky would look like. All right, Tyler, you did great. GBI, that was a very good one. Congratulations to the working class stiffs.
Thank you.
Great job. We're a little short here, but I'm going to call it early today because my energy is so low. I am not feeling perfect.
We're doing all right.
Okay, so yeah. Good. Even better. Yeah. So, Tyler, go ahead. Tell them how they can reach out and touch us.
Go to thoseguysyouhate.com. We have all the links right there for you. Or you can go to thoseguysyouhate on TikTok. But if you want to find us on YouTube or Instagram, look up at @thoseguys_youhate.
Beautiful. Great job, Tyler. All right. And I want to say, as I always do, thank you guys for being here with us. We love you very much and we appreciate your support. Tyler, what is the moral of the story? As I crawl to the end here, I have also hit a wall.
No problem. I totally understand. The moral of the story this week is if it is within your means, I'm going to go very classic morality here. If it is within your means, please give to some kind of donation, even if it's
fraternal order of police,
just a dollar that it would benefit Haiti in any way because they so desperately need it.
Do you know how to do that? Do you have any sort of an idea of how to direct people in that direction?
It kind of put me on the spot, and I do not, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
But you can, use Google.
If you Google donate to Haiti, that'll probably take you somewhere.
Or help Haiti, something, and just the smallest amount. I'm going to do that today before the day is out.
I'll do it too.
Yeah.
I really will.
Ryan, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is this, Tyler. Sometimes, or maybe even all the time, changing your life for the better is an arduous task. There's a reason why you haven't done it for all of this time, even while knowing in the back of your mind for years and years often that this is the right thing to do. It's not easy. It's not always fulfilling. Oftentimes you find yourself wanting to go backwards to the person that didn't work in the past. And what I'm asking you, as somebody who loves you, maybe I don't know you, maybe we've never met, maybe I'll never meet you. I do genuinely love you, and I am here to be that voice telling you you're doing a great job. Mm. What do you think about that, Tyler?
I support that message wholeheartedly.
And when I say that, I am talking to this unknown, unseen person, but I'm also talking to you. I think you're doing a great job, Tyler.
Thanks, buddy.
And I know that it's hard, and I know that it's boring, and I know that it can be unfulfilling sometimes, but you're kicking ass, man.
Thank you, man.
And I hope that you know that.
Yeah, I know I'm doing better, so just trying to do even better than that.
And the last thing that I'm going to put on here is we all need to support each other because sometimes that is a million times easier than supporting ourselves.
Agreed.
We're those guys you hate.
Be kind, or we'll kill you.
In the way that you just said that.
First of all, red circle. Sure. Second of all, it's...
You're like rubbing it in.
Well, you're the one who said, I'm exhausted, I'm sick, I'm without energy, I really need to give myself time to rest. I'm going to the gym. It doesn't make any sense.
I have a problem.
Yes.
I have a problem.
Yes.
I'm a sicko.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel better. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
Not in this case.
No, probably not in this. Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome to
Ryan Sicky Poo
Home and Garden, the audiobook. And today we will be discussing that I've been sick for about a week, but the thing is that I have gotten over like the runny nose and all the physical ailments. But today I just woke up. I even went to bed last night I went to bed at midnight. For me, that's if I can go to bed at midnight every night, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
And I just woke, no drinking, no nothing. And I woke up today feeling just like weak. And that is a fate worse than death.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather give a pinky toe.
So give a pinky toe. Maybe sacrifice that to the gods and they'll let you off with this one.
I'm going to think about that. Yeah. I said that kind of a shtick, but what you're saying makes sense to me. Hi, Tyler.
I mean, you got two of them and it's so tiny. I mean, what does it even do?
Now, it actually is a big,
I know, it's
big,
very important.
Big deal.
Yeah. Maybe the middle toe?
Yeah. That's my longest one. Yeah. If I give away my pinky toe, does it then make my ring toe the pinky toe?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, everybody moves down one except the big toe. The big toe is always the big toe.
I reign supreme.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I've noticed that, yeah. Tyler.
How are you?
Good. Definitely not sick. I'll tell you that right now.
You look great.
Going to the gym. I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I don't feel congested. I don't feel any of that stuff. I don't feel the physical ailments other than my battery is just so low. I got the night off of work at the bar tonight. A cat has 32 muscles in each ear. I am going to, at one point, soak in a bath so hot that it is going to scald my, you know what the hardest part about a bath is? And I'm not doing this thing where I'm like a guy and I'm like, oh, you know. It's getting that taint area. It's getting your undercarriage into the hot water. But the problem is that you, you just stared at your camera like you were in a hostage video.
Do you have any tips for those out there who want to, you know, soak their taint in extra hot water?
I do. You submerge it and then immediately stand back up. For some reason, getting it accustomed to it really helps out a lot. Hmm. I'm being serious.
No,
about
I know
this.
You're being serious. It's just there's now a mental image in my head that I would very much like to get rid of.
It's my soft pink underbelly. Mm-hmm. And but once you ease your way, for some reason, the hot water on my butt cheeks, mm-hmm. it makes them itch. Like like I get up and I'm like itching my butt. I feel like I'm losing the room here, and it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about at all?
Unfortunately, yes. That's the problem. I wish I was confused.
Do you? When I run the bath, I'll call you in. Do you take a hot shower? Do you let the hot water hit you in the chest?
I go lukewarm.
Really?
Yeah, I go lukewarm.
You are just a mystery to me.
Anytime I've ever been in a relationship and we take a shower together.
Wow, women are crazy.
And they get like scalding hot lava level water.
On their face.
And they're just letting it hit them in the face.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, and I'm standing in the corner, preferably shivering. Like the water is so hot, I would prefer to be cold in that moment.
For me, that'll break up a relationship. If you leave me, first of all, I don't like showering with people. It's way overrated.
Yeah, you need the double shower head.
I had that for a while and it's just like, at this point, I just want to take a shower. I'm not even sure what your purpose is here. Yeah. But if you leave me standing over in that corner shivering while you're just indulging in all of what life has to offer, I'm going to hold that against you.
Oh, no, they weren't leaving me there. The water was so hot, I was hiding away from it.
And is that just, I made it gender specific very quickly. Is that a woman thing or is that just a personality thing?
I've never taken a shower with a guy, so I'm not entirely sure.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never been in a relationship with a dude.
You could take a shower with a dude without being in a relationship.
It's like a relationship type thing for me. Yeah.
I think of that as being a sexual thing. And sex in the shower, also overrated.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Not my jam.
Why does water make it drier?
Because it's a wrong kind of wet.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
You need viscosity. Yeah. It's like having sex in a pool. Just put a bar of chlorine in me and let me go home. But the deal is, I do take a hot shower to that point where like my chest is red when I come out. Love that. But if I accidentally do turn around and get it on my cheeks, which I never do, I feel like cheeks is such a weird thing to keep saying.
You keep saying it.
I keep saying it.
You keep saying
it. But it makes my cheeks itchy. Like it burns. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, my cheeks. Mm-hmm. And then my cheeks get itchy. Is that a me thing or is that?
That sounds like a you thing.
You've never experienced the itchy cheeks?
No, I mean, my butt cheeks have itched before.
You said
but
it.
Only because I have skin on them and skin can get itchy.
Sure.
There's no part of my body that has not been itchy before that is covered by skin. Thankfully, our insides don't get itchy.
What's the worst thing to get itchy? I'm going to put up a nomination. The inner ear. You ever do that thing where you get like an itch on your inner ear and you're like making noises with your mouth and in your throat trying to scratch it? Like,
well, you had me at itch in your inner ear.
Cheeks.
And then I'll put my finger in my ear to try to scratch it or just make it irritable enough where it'll go away.
But you know where it's somewhere in between or you've never had that? It's
no.
Like almost in your throat. I've had that more than once.
Go to a doctor.
Sir, I need you to look at my cheeks. I'm going to try to get into that new Fallout show tonight, Tyler. Mm-hmm. New Fallout show or Legend of Korra? I need your
I'd go Fallout.
Diplomacy.
You know, I'd go Fallout.
I
just so you can
to
be with the time and talk to people about it. Yeah. Korra's been out for years.
I want to watch Korra. What are you doing? Are you on your phone?
I was just preparing something.
Okay.
Go on. I'm listening to you.
Right. I need to watch Korra just so that I totally understand all of the Avatar lore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. Avatar is like one of the most rewatchable things in the world.
I would say the best of all time, personal opinion. Do you know, and you probably already know this, you know Fortnite?
I do.
Completely, it's the Avatar world right now.
Yeah, we've talked about this a couple times.
Yeah, I figured we probably have. Yeah. It's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And the way that you progress in the game is by opening up your chakras.
Oh, that's very cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, I want to be able to, which one would I want to go with? Maybe fire... Probably Firebend, because they can create it at any time.
I mean, so can Earth, right? Unless you're floating in space.
You need Earth, or if you're in a plastic if you're in a plastic prison, the Magneto prison that you're talking about all the time. There you go.
That is a callback.
Then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Firebenders can create fire at any point, no matter where they are, as long as there's oxygen. And if there is no oxygen, you got way bigger problems than not being able to firebend.
I can't bend. Yeah. Or in air, I guess, is the same way. I guess if I could have any.
That's true. Air as well.
If I could have any... Earth is just so cool to me.
It is.
Earth is just such a cool looking thing to me, but I would probably go air.
Just so you could fly?
Just so I could fly and be playful and sprite-like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just seems like there's a lot of benefits to that. Mm-hmm. Fire, what are you doing with fire?
Fire, you can shoot lightning, which is kind of cool.
You gotta really. There's very few people who could do that.
Wow, come on. For the sake of this argument, it's you get all the benefits of each one. Fair enough. You're an earthbender, you get to lava bend. If you're a firebender,
metal bend.
You get metal bend, you get to shoot lightning. If you're a waterbender, you get to heal.
Yeah.
Airbenders, you get to fly. I mean, come on.
I do. Oh, man. I feel like I missed... I was born in the wrong time. I should have been born in the Avatar time.
Yeah, yeah. You are kind of a monkish, so yeah, you could have done that.
Tyler,
yep.
I can't tell if you're doing a thing right now, but thank
That's
you.
That's his D&D character. We play Dungeons & Dragons, and Ryan is a very nude... Monk.
Naked at all times.
Naked at all times, and that's all he talks about.
We're having a Dungeons & Dragons meetup pretty soon, and we all are supposed to come dressed as our characters.
Yep. Yep, I'm the dungeon master, so I get to dress up however I want.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll just have to find out.
Ask me what I'm going to do.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm gonna get as close to naked as will
please be put something over
acceptable
it.
To you guys. Please? I'm gonna test the hopefully warm water.
What you're wearing right now is purely acceptable. I accept that. You're pretty close to naked.
I'm barely naked at all.
Underneath all those clothes,
that's
totally
true.
Naked.
Tyler, I am naked as fuck underneath these clothes.
Yep.
All right, let me ask you some stuff because I haven't even gotten into my stuff yet. Somebody gave me, this is real advice that I received yesterday from somebody that I love, from somebody that I respect, from somebody who knows more about me than innate things. Like, is just a lot of the things that I need to try for, this person seems to get naturally, okay? We were talking, for whatever the reason, about internet porn. What's your feelings on internet porn?
That, you know, it's ubiquitous at this point. Like, it's everywhere. We advertise in a way that is as close to internet porn as you can get without... actual porn.
What do you mean? You mean actual advertisements?
Well, just the way that we advertise sex. You know, sex sells, which is a fact.
Certainly does.
And we use it everywhere.
Primal, baby.
And so everything around our community, around our society, is something relating to sex or violence. Violence is all the rage these days.
Or sexual violence.
Or sexual violence.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You sadist or masochist? Which one are you doing?
Sadist, where you enjoy inflicting pain on someone. Masochist is where you enjoy pain being inflicted on you.
Correct.
I'm closer to a sadist, but I'd like to think that I don't enjoy either of those. Except for that one time that I pushed that baby into that room and then just left him there because I could.
That was a weird segue. That was a very, very strange
segue.
Was
it a segue or was it just directly what we were talking about? I thought it was in the flow of conversation.
This is like a serial killer wanting to get caught. Like, you're now inviting the police into your home. They are 5 feet away from a dead body buried underneath the floorboards.
I didn't hurt them. Whose baby was that? And why was I left alone with that baby?
Yeah.
I didn't hurt them. I was a weird kid.
I know you're not, but I feel like you're admitting to a crime right now. I know you're not.
It's troubling.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life that I really felt like I could have gone one way or the other. Truly, and I don't mean this as any sort of a gag or anything, when we lost a brother and a sister within 2 months of each other, I think it really changed the course of my life.
Yeah, I think that would change anybody's life.
Agreed, but I think that I may have been going on a, I don't want to use the term evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not going to say anything at all.
Yeah.
Path. And I think that changed me around a little bit. I really do.
Yeah. That's good.
Sure.
Good.
I hope that baby's okay.
Yeah. I mean, legend has it. It's still sitting there.
Mama. I'm 26 years old now. So this person, going back to the beginning before all of that terrible, terrible stuff happened. Should I not admit to that? Should I keep that?
You already said it.
Yeah.
You already said it. It's not like we can bleep or anything.
We'll edit it out the past 5 minutes. Sure.
Can't wait to see editing Ryan's face when that plays back.
I'm just going to go with it. It's true. The problem is I said it way too casually.
You said it very casually.
Very casually. I've accepted that part about myself now, but I probably shouldn't expect other people to. Mm-hmm. So this person, we were talking about internet porn, and they said internet porn, not good. Not good. You shouldn't be involved in internet porn. You know what you should do is try to, and I'm trying to rid myself of internet porn.
Mm. Well, it can be very unhealthy.
For sure.
Very unhealthy.
And I don't think that I have a problem with it. It's just my nightcap. You know what I mean? It's just my, I do have, I would say maybe the addiction, or at the very least, the pattern of thinking of I need to finish before I go to sleep. It really helps me fall asleep, which it does, but I'm sure I could fall asleep without it.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. You just train your mind to get used to it.
And my...
Your mind.
Lower mind.
This entire pregame, postgame has been centered around your pelvic region. First, your itchy butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've moved to the front with your internet porn.
Well, this is what this person told me, and it's completely serious because I wasn't sure, so I asked some follow-ups. They said that power, that sexual power that you are giving is very powerful. Have you ever tried masturbating to your goals? Masturbating to your goals.
No.
That's what this person told me.
The hell does that mean?
Almost like the idea of you being content. This sounds like a joke, but I'm dead serious. I even asked some follow-up questions today, and it's real, of masturbate while picturing yourself happy. Masturbate while picturing yourself achieving something that you've been looking, forward to. My response to that was, I don't think that would get me physically excited.
I was going to say, there's no sexual satisfaction in that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the end of the story.
So you don't think that it would be possible?
Like, I'm not saying it's not possible. Sure. Anything is possible. We do this every single time. We do this little dance where you ask me, is that not possible? And my answer is always, it could be possible.
What else?
Anything is possible.
Okay.
I'm just saying that doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, let's make it more personal. Do you think you'd be out there pulling rope? Too much?
Pulling rope? What does that even mean? I'm just going around grabbing guys by the schlong?
No, it's where you're not achieving erection.
Oh, you mean pushing rope?
Oh, did I do it wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What kind of sex are you having where you're pulling?
I guess that's the other person is trying to fix your rope issue.
Yeah.
All right, pushing rope. I'm so sorry. That was close.
I wouldn't be thinking about my goals, though. I'm not banging somebody and going, stand-up comedian. I'm not doing that.
Are you...
I'm thinking about, what's happening in front of me.
You're a visual person.
Yeah.
I think most guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we... do the show?
Let's do it.
All right.
Pulling a rope.
Mm-hmm.